You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Are we getting sadder, angrier? An intriguing analysis of our popular music since 1951 would indicate we are. Lior Shamir of Lawrence Technological University in Southfield studied popular song lyrics, and he is with us now. So you took the Billboard Hot 100 list of the most popular songs for every year from 1951 all the way to 2016. You analyzed the lyrics and then scored them. Why? What gave you that idea?
Well, we know a lot that has happened to the sound or the audio of music. It changed over the years. We clearly, when we listen to a song from the 1960s, it's substantially different from a song from like modern songs. So we know that things happened there. But about the lyrics, not a lot of studies were done about the lyrics, what's going on there. And so we looked into doing a study about how lyrics change over time to see if things have changed, and we do it in a quantitative manner.
Which surprises me. It would seem to an outsider who is not a computer scientist that it might be difficult to quantify things like fear or joy or anger in a song lyric.
Right. So that's actually the difference between machines and humans, because machines don't feel. Machines don't yet have emotions like humans. On the other hand, so humans have the feelings, but for us, it's more difficult to quantify our feelings, what machines are more capable of doing. The way it works is by association of each word or phrase in the song with the sentiment or tone that is associated to. And when you go to all phrases, all words in a song, and you average that, and you can get a general tone or sentiment that the lyric expresses.
And I know there are graphs, there's data. So what does it all tell you? How different are song lyrics in 2016 from, let's say, 50 or so years ago?
Oh, actually, the differences are very substantial. In the 1950s, early late 50s, also early 60s, lyrics was joyful, happy. You don't have a lot of sadness. You don't have a lot of anger. That changed dramatically when you go to the more recent years, 2015, 2016, or the 2000s. Much angrier, more fear is expressed much more often, sadness is expressed, lyrics much less joyful, and the differences are very significant.
Can you give us maybe a couple songs that really in your mind show this transition from happiness to sad, to kind of being sad and angry?
Well, I don't remember a specific song. We did a statistical analysis of that. So we used many hundreds, several thousands of songs. I remember, for instance, one thing, an outlier was, for instance, Borderline, the song Borderline of Madonna, for instance, was a little bit of an outlier in the mid-80s as a song that expresses a little more anger and more fear compared to other songs at that time. Lyrics by Little Richard, for instance, expresses a lot of joy during the late 50s, early 60s. Good golly, Miss Molly, show like the ball. Good golly, Miss Molly, show like the ball. I'm a little less familiar with lyrics of 2015, 2016, but even the song Happy, that was
Pharrell Williams song.
Right,
yeah.
In the 2014, as far as I remember, it didn't express as much happiness as the title suggests. Here come bad news, talking this and that. And when you look at the lyrics, you can see that the song is not a purely happy song as the songs of the 1950s.
Interesting. And I know we can use the data you got to look at specific artists over the course of their careers. For example, those of us who grew up with the Beatles saw this kind of progression. What can your scores tell us about them?
Right. So the progression was not purely linear. You see differences. And you see, for instance, that during the late 50s, early 60s, music was very joyful. You don't have a lot of anger there. And then late 60s, early 70s, songs become more angry, less happy. And then it goes down again in the early 80s, where music is again joyful, less critical. You see it very clearly. With the Beatles, what happened with the Beatles actually reflects the whole era of music. I wanna hold your hand, and when I touch you, I feel happy inside. And what we think happened is that during the late 50s, early 60s, music was used for entertainment and fun, and that was the what you saw in lyrics. And then late 60s, early 70s, whether Beatles or other artists, Bob Dylan is a good example, that used music for social activism, for political activism,
protest
for different
songs.
Purposes.
You say you want a revolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world.
And they use different lyrics than the different sentiments they express their ideas. So the role of music in society changed from fun and entertainment to political, to social activities.
That was the decade of Vietnam protests. Is that what we were looking at?
Exactly.
Were we reflecting what was the mood of the... So what comes... So as you point out, a lot of these protest songs, and I remember hearing them when I was in school, had to do with the war. And the angry feeling. And then America went through Watergate.
Exactly. And, well, things also happened during the 1950s or early 60s.
Cold War.
Like the Cold War, the Cuba Missile Crisis, and so on. But at that time, music was not used as a tool for social activism or as a tool for people to express their political views. That happened only in the late 60s and early 70s. And you see that in the lyrics and you see that in the tones that lyricists express when they wrote.
What do you think, in your view, comes first, the popular music or the mood of the country?
In my opinion, it's the mood of the country. And I can tell you why I think that, because what we did, we didn't take all songs, all lyrics that and everything that was written. We took those songs that were popular, those songs that the Billboard 100 flagged, and those that were most liked by music consumers. So that reflects much more of the taste of music consumers rather than the preferences of the lyricist. So that's what consumers wanted to listen to, and that's what made those songs popular.
And that's what record companies wanted to give them, because they wanted people to buy the music.
Right, but it starts from the people. It starts from the listener.
What most surprised you in your study?
Many things actually surprised us there, but the drastic change that you see very clearly when you do the quantitative analysis, you might feel that change when you listen to lyrics, but it's not as strong as you see it when you do a quantitative analysis. But you also see several other things, several events that might be related to lyrics. For instance, we identified a very sharp drop in fear expressed in lyrics in 1988. And we associate that with the end of the Cold War, that before that time, many songs, lyrics express either directly related to the Cold War and the whole mood in the Western world. There was substantial fear from a Cold War that could have started any minute at that time. And in 1988, you see a very sharp drop in fear. The mood change, and
the Berlin Wall came down. The Soviet Union was no more.
It was a completely different year than 1987, for instance. 1988 was completely different.
Lior, you point to the fall of the Soviet Union and the Berlin Wall going down as kind of lightening the mood of music. Is there something you could point to that's happened in recent years that you think has kind of pointed us in this darker direction?
Well, the most recent specific event was we saw a very sharp increase in fear in 1999 and then a drop in 2000. And we think that it could be associated to the concerns about Y2K bug at that time.
Said I got an email today, kinda thought that you forgot about me, so I wanna hit you back to say just like you.
Might seem silly now, but at the time, there was a lot of worrying from what's going to happen. Everything's going to fall apart because all machines are going to stop working at a certain second.
What about 9/11 and the fact that America's been in war almost since then?
Well, during that time, music became much angrier than before. And you see an increase in anger, but it's might be difficult to associate with a specific event because all music became angrier during a very short time, and actually continue to become angrier even now. So now in 2015, 2016, lyrics is angrier than in 2001. So we didn't see a very specific association of changes in lyrics to 9/11. We do see a lot of anger and fear and disgust expressed in more modern lyrics. We associate with the tone of that we used to communicate in society. And, you know, there's social media and people express themselves very freely and very openly. And sometimes it gets to tone that we are not used to from public conversation in the past, whether it's politicians that use their social media to express themselves in a ways that previous, like the old-time politicians, you chose different words and different tones, and it goes to everyone else. So we think that the lyrics that wouldn't have gone so smoothly in the past would go much better now, and also the way music has been distributed. So a record store and a music producer have much less control over music as they used to have. Now it goes through social media, and with that they need to fit themselves into the tone that we use in social media, and that tone is not always so nice, and you feel that in the lyrics. Popular music reflects a lot about our society, a lot of events. It begins like the mid-60s or late 60s. A lot of things are reflected in society, and also in the more recent music we see also reflections on society. They go hand in hand.
So we can mine the lyrics of popular music and kind of look and see where the country was at and where it's going.
We think so, yeah.
Lior Shamir, computer scientist with Lawrence Technological University in Southfield. Thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
Thanks for having me.